And no surprise here, only one of the three Louisville cops this past week in the shooting and death of Breonna Taylor have been charged in that act. And that was for shooting like a drunken madman with some of the shots he fired flying into the apartment next door. Great show of fairness by the grand jury, by the way, which be really interesting to see transcripts and documents from that proceeding. Where you see they had 11 witnesses who testified the cops did not ID themselves. One witness said the cops did. And guess who the grand jury went with? Nevertheless, the FBI is still looking into this case, and what they'll probably run into if they haven't already is denial by everyone involved. Even when it comes to who issued what turned out to be that fatal no-knock warrant. This doesn't answer all the questions. By any stretch of the imagination, what still needs to at least be publicly answered is why Taylor's boyfriend, who fired and hit one cop in the leg, thinking it was a break-in, why wasn't he the one shot and killed by police? I'm not saying that I wanted him to be, but what were they, are they that inexperienced with their firearms, the police? Because only Breonna Taylor was shot, and so severely, at least according to the medical experts, she died almost instantly. Now, before you celebrate this as a quote-unquote win for law and order, think about this. If you supported George Zimmerman for his shooting of Trayvon Martin under Florida Stand Your Ground law, then if you want to be consistent, you must side with Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. I know you won't. In fact, my bet is you're probably calling on Louisville to pull the plug on that multi-million dollar settlement I mentioned the other, not too long ago, that they agreed to pay the Taylor family for all this. Now, for those like me who are outraged by this, again, not even again, the continued failure of the legal system, don't do what we unfortunately saw this past week and go to the streets to ignite violence. The protest violence that's taken place hundreds of times now. An example regarding this particular instance, one man shot two Louisville police officers this past Wednesday night. Because of this, the approval rating for the Black Lives Matter movement has dropped among all people in America from 85% to, well, depending on the poll, somewhere now between 45 and 50%. So that's not what you need to be doing. What you need to be doing, go to the city council meetings. Go to the town hall events. Hell, go to store openings where these phony lawmakers show up. And most importantly, by mail or in person, go vote this November and vote for people who believe in justice with fairness, not with politics and bias.